This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging. I'm trying to be calm here. And we analyzed the architecture of the globalist operation, quite frankly, down to a T. And it totally freaked them out. And I'm trying to explain something here. This is not like I'm up here bragging. This is like walking into a dragon's nest. And, of course, the figurative allusion is China. China and the Chinese communists are the most soulless people on the planet. Not the Chinese people, but the Chinese communists. And David Knight knows that. You know, his daughter is from China, adopted. My sister's from South Korea, adopted. But he went there. He saw her in the starving conditions. And old people, they just let them die on the side of the street. If you criticize the government, they just kill you. They love Buddhists because they're so healthy. They go and put them in a facility and blood type them and everything and then gut them and sell their organs. And you tell the leftists, they laugh because they like it. And that's what Tucker Carlson talked about on Friday night with that professor I'm going to get on, is that we keep thinking, man, these people don't get it. They're idiots. Well, their minions are idiots. But the left knows they're criminals. They know they're sociopaths. They know they're following a Jacobin left-hand path. Basically, devil worship is their operating system. And then they rebrand devil worshipers as, oh, free libertarians and all this other crud. And, oh, you're such intellectuals. That's not your real devil worshipers. That's people trying to look powerful and look avant-garde. Okay? Being a devil worshiper on planet Earth is not being avant-garde. It's worshiping the big mainframe system. David Knight is co-hosting with me for the next 30 minutes. 1 year anniversary of the real news. And I love how they persecute us, David. And they think it I mean, I've seen you when you get tired, you get exhausted because you work so hard, you do so much research for your show, 5, 6, 7 hours. And then when they persecute you, suddenly you're just bounding around the office for a couple months. And then now that you keep persecuting you, I've never seen you have so much energy. And I'm the same way. I was up till 3 a.m. I slept 2.5 hours, got up, made breakfast, took my children to school. I'm up here bouncing off the walls because they're trying to silence me, and I know I'm right, and we're beginning to defeat them, David. And that's a magic moment, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's they don't want us, Alex, it's like the stuff that I was talking about. They don't want people to find out what they're doing with vaccines. They don't want people to find out what they're doing in terms of persecuting people, like you're talking about the biometric identification. China is a beta test site. And this is a unification of government organizations, especially China. They are handpicked by the globalists to be the beta test site. That's where they're trying out all the biometric stuff. And if you want to know what this is going to look like, the fact that they can recognize people by their face, recognize them by their walk, immediately find them if they are jaywalking. They can make it so they can't travel, so they can't get a job. Everything that you see happening.
And they're doing it. We're going to come back and talk about this.
Yeah, but they're doing it now.
They're already doing it. 11 million flights canceled. I mean, it's here. And then Silicon Valley, as you said, this is the happy hunting ground. This is a total evil system that killed 5 times what Hitler did, where they let them do whatever they want. And so it's the playground of these monsters that are tax-exempt like Zuckerberg and Tim Cook. But it's okay because Tim Cook's gay, so it's okay if he runs slave factories. It's just incredible, David.
Yeah, and when you look at what's happening in Toronto, for example, Google or Alphabet has got their sidewalk labs. Now, that is their smart city, and I talk about this a lot. I talk about self-driving cars, the smart cities, which are part of the UN 2030 agenda. They've gotten very specific. It's not Agenda 21 anymore. It's now 2030 that they want this to happen. They want to be able to control your movement. You know, we talk about this being a war. What do they tell the troops? You got to learn how to shoot, move, and communicate, right? Well, they want to make sure that you can't shoot. They want to make sure you can't communicate. That's the First and Second Amendment. They also want to make sure that you can't move. They want to get you in the cities. They want to control your transportation. It's kind of like what Matt Drudge said about the ghetto. He said, yeah, they want everybody in their little ghetto. Once they get you in there, they're going to shut the doors and turn on the gas. And that's what they're going to do in these smart cities.
And now let's come back and talk about that. These are like roach motels. They're luring people into to be trendy, these little bubble cities. that are the beta test of how cool it is to be a slave, how cool it is to have a microchip now in Sweden to get on the trains and buses. This is not coming. It's here. The Mark of the Beast is now here, and it was made in America, deployed in China. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
77 days to the most important election, I think, in world history. The battle between the truly ruthless, psychopathic, murderous global technocrats, allied with communist China, radical Islam, the EU, Hollywood, and their leftist hordes, lusting for total control. A panopticonic system, trillions of times more evil than you could even imagine in Orwell's worst nightmares, visited with every human action, every system tracked in real time, fed through algorithms to then not let you travel or meet people or have a life unless you conform to how they demand you conform, by increments towards total and absolute annihilation of the family, of the individual, designed to make you depressed, designed to make you under their control, in their own admissions from Sean Parker and others. You ask, well, why are they all having these executives say Facebook's evil, all this stuff's meant to lower your IQ, control you? Because the vampire has to ask permission to come in. Metaphysically, in all of time and space, for some reason, you see it at every level, above and below, that they have to tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it. And I remember years ago being told by globalists in the off-record discussions I had with some of them that, oh, you're allowed to operate because we think people are cowards and you're just going to make them submit and condition them so you serve a purpose. Well, that was their delusion. They decided I really don't serve that purpose. See, they believe you're stupid. They believe you're failed. They told me. They said it in front of John Harmon in just one of many conversations, that you've bet on the wrong people. Humanity's ugly. It's done. We're going to clean them up and get rid of them. We're doing all this evil stuff to get control and save the planet, which they're not, obviously. The GMO, all of it. They're the main authors of saying we'll make 1,000 worlds. We have to absorb this one to build the new one. We're going to merge the machines. Humanity's obsolete. If you think humanity's obsolete, you think everything else is obsolete. They project their own predatory psychosis onto us. And then they build a system to make us weak and ugly and stupid so that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. But the feedback loop only makes them uglier. And so, David, get into the Mark of the Beast, Made in America, the big breaking news, DrudgeReport.com, mainstream news. Zuckerberg's been secretly tracking everything you do and creating detailed algorithms of who you are and targeting you with ads and giving you different prices. Amazon got caught doing this. You have to hit refresh. I used to notice if I went to, you know, the bar, like Expedia or whatever, you go in there, and then because they think you have money, they'll sit there and charge you more for plane tickets, you name it. And you know, that came out a decade ago, that these companies had cookies and knew to charge you more or not. I would never even think like that, have cookies. I mean, these systems have cookies to work, but cookies to like, no, oh, this person's got more money, or this person will pay more, so I'm going to have them see on display something more. Because the average person says, I don't care if they watch me. You know, it's like people that post what they bought for Christmas or got for Christmas on Facebook. And they go, oh, I'm going to Cancun for a week, and their house gets robbed because they said where they lived and what they had. It's you have doors on your house because criminals could come in. You have doors and windows because mosquitoes can come in. You don't lower your blinds at night because you're a bad person. You do it because instinctively you know that privacy is the essence of your freedom and the ethos from which true civilization and freedom and individuality can grow. So yeah, I'm going to shut up this segment the next. Get into these huge announcements, the admissions, the fact that Trump is clearly battling them toe-to-toe, coming out against Facebook with the discrimination, because that's what this is. You know, we know that Nazis were bad. They put yellow stars on Jews and pink triangles on gays. This is beyond that, and it's all here. And why would they miscalculate first and deplatform us? Everyone agrees now. It's blown up spectacularly. The ACLU's come out against it. Everybody you can imagine starting to turn the tide. They tried to sell this whole thing as their rollout of the new social score of deplatforming people. That's what the social score is, folks, if you're not a good slave. And now the intimidation isn't working because, I'm sorry, we haven't been under 5,000 years of feudal Chinese legalistic control. David Knight.
Well, you know, Alex, I think when we look at what's going on in the last couple of days and what we have seen with this meeting that we've seen the notes of from January 2017, just a couple of months after the election, they said, look, we got hammered. We're going to take it back by taking over social media and shutting down other voices. That's what went wrong. And I think that they're at a time, Alex, and I've talked about this before. It's one of the first reports I did when I came here to InfoWars. I talked about the fourth turning, a cyclical view of history. It came from Strauss and Howe. A couple of guys went back 500 years. They looked at like an 80-year cycle of history as things ramp up, as different generations react differently to the same kind of stimulus. They understand that we're at a turning point right now. They have to come out and expose themselves, even if it's going to be harmful to them, because we're getting to that point in history. And when you go back and you look at DARPA and you look at Google and you look at the Facebook and so forth, you understand they're playing the long game. If we go back to the mid-1950s, we had the Milgram experiment where you had people that would obey authority. You know, they had the little gag that was set up. Everybody's seen it in the Ghostbusters that Bill Murray kind of made fun of it, where you've got somebody that is administering electric shock when they don't give the right answer. Well, in the Milgram experiment, they were giving them electric shock, and the person was pretending to be electric shock. So it was kind of a gag there. They wanted to see if the person who was running the machine would administer that, and yes, they would. In 67% of the cases, they would go all the way up to a lethal dosage, and they reenacted this in a French TV game show. Also, at the same time, they had the ASH experiment, where they would take one person, put them in a crowd of people, and they would have, a simple question like, which line is longer? And most of the people would go along with the crowd, even when they knew that was the wrong answer. So you take a look at these two things, and 10 years after the ASH experiment, where they were showing the power of herd mentality, the power of peer pressure, you have this guy at DARPA, J.C.R. Licklider, who is considered to be the father of the Internet, not Al Gore. This guy actually was a psychologist working for DARPA. He gave it the name. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. We now call that the Internet. He was a psychologist. He was well aware of these experiments by Milgram and Ash.
I've read two of his papers.
In the mob.
I've read two of his papers, yeah. As you know. You've read them on air. He said we need to be able to track the stimuli of the carrot and the stick. And that's why... That's why whenever the head of Twitter talks to Stelter like he's an idiot, he goes, listen, we're conditioning Jones to behave, and we're mind-controlling him.
Exactly.
And Darcy says, and you will submit Jones, or you'll be blown out the airlock. Well, fire away, baby. Let's go. But you're not. But listen, you're not going to get sued, Darcy. You're not going to get sued for kicking me off your platform. You're going to get sued for going along with the fact that you said, and you agree that I said take guns after the media. I did not say that. You will not defame me with the media while you pull that, Darcy. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I've played the clip many times of Michael Hayden going to the Washington Lee Law School, talking to the students there and saying, we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. Well, that would be people like you, Alex, people like me, people who are interested in what they're doing. We're going to get the 1984 treatment. The rest of the people get the Brave New World treatment, right? And so when you get the psychological
and that's what Huxley said, you're totally on. We'll explain it when we come back, but continuing, the 1984 versus the Pavlovian Brave New World, but get into what they did with the whole system where they were claiming that we said they were going to invade Texas, and Jade Helm, we never said that, but what Jade Helm documents were, when we come back, we'll break down that it was admittedly having the military and others interface with the social media and surveillance to take control of the population.
That's right. That's right. It's geospatial intelligence, the fastest growing part of the internet. You know, when we go from the 1950s and 60s, where they say, hey, you know, we could use this as a tool of psychological control and manipulation, because when they put out a false narrative from the Washington Post or the New York Times or CNN, they want to know if that's working. So they want to be able to monitor people's conversations. Are they buying this? Do we need to tweak it here and adjust it there? And so that's the important thing. When they were just doing black and propaganda or white propaganda with radios, they didn't know how it was how people were accepting that. But the internet gives them the perfect control feedback loop. And so in the late 1990s, you have these organizations team with the venture capitalists that are creating Google, that are creating Facebook. You know, they're getting a lot of attention because they had total information awareness and they had the life log. Well, they said, forget about the life log where we track everything everybody does. We can call that Facebook and we can fund them with InQtel and these other venture capital.
When we come back, let's talk about it, because they're so upset. They believed their whole technocracy would be based on this grid, but now we have organically hacked it and used it to relaunch a human Renaissance project, a pro-human operation, and they're literally panicking. We'll be back with David Knight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Come on, come on, come on. Hey, let's call Ted Nugent. Let's get him on. Thinking about him.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I've been watching his wife's show. We've been talking a lot. She's a great lady. And he's got the spirit of America in him. In person, Ted Nugent, you're like, I feel good. Feel it. Got that soul. Got something deep down. I got something. Tells me what to do. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We're looking for the animating contest. We're not starting the fight, but if you're pushing one, you came to the right place. All right, let's go back to David Knight. David, I get frantic talking about this because we're watching them build our prison. Real intelligence is just studying what's actually going on, not what somebody's saying. And we've watched what they built, and then now they admit it's exactly what we said it was, and it's covered in blood and evil. And then it's a bunch of people with fake liberal virtue signaling on stuff that doesn't even matter. Oh, Confederate statues. Oh, the cops are killing black people. You know, it's like a couple hundred a year. It's terrible. Some of it's wrong. Some cases, it's justified. But it's literal red herrings to distract. And everybody's like these little babies pouting and complaining, hating America. And it's literally run by this multinational combine that, as you said, has China as its big ally. It's unbelievable.
But, you know, Alex, we've had William Binney on multiple times, and one of the things that he said one time, and I interviewed him, that really stood out was he said, what we have here in America now is far worse than anything that the Stasi ever had in East Germany. He spent decades as a global technical head of the NSA observing East Germany and the Stasi. And the reason for that is because the technological leverage that they have in terms of watching people. And as we're talking about,
and they were the bad guys. They were the evil guys for doing one millionth of this. And then David Brock brags that they're in all of our accounts, watching us and listening to us. And the New York Times does. This is all illegal. And how exciting is it for you to see Trump now on the fair housing discrimination angle, which all of this obviously tracks who you are, manipulates because of what they have on you. Mm-hmm. It's again, billions of times more out of control than not renting to somebody because of what color they are. And that's wrong, too. This is unbelievable. But they use, again, the liberal packaging to get away with it.
Well, you know, it all is a system of technocratic control. So it's all the things that tyrants have always wanted to do to control people, but it's now merged with a very sophisticated technology. Like we talked about, middle of the 20th century. Understanding after the Nuremberg trials, you know, we just had this guy deported back to Germany because he was a prison guard at one of the prison camps there. But they understood that, you know, people will just follow orders. And so they said, well, we need to get some kind of a feedback mechanism. So in the late 1990s and the early 2000s, you had two things happen. They created and worked. They had the venture capital firms that were creating Google and Facebook and these other companies. They were being funded by venture capital firms that had DARPA and InQtel, you know, working with them. People that were running DARPA were sitting on the boards of these venture capital firms. You had InQtel, which was a venture capital firm itself created by the CIA. They actually came out and did that to create these organizations so that they didn't have to be the ones doing it, just like they don't have to be the ones doing the censorship right now. They can have these people doing it. And they created things that they also started geospatial intelligence. The fastest growing part of the intelligence and surveillance community is geospatial intelligence. What is that? That's mapping who you are, what you believe, who your friends humans are putting it on a map. Activity-based intelligence, I call it ABI, human domain analytics. Does that
and
sound
the
familiar?
Pentagon.
The Jade Helm thing you talked about was mastering the human domain, and that's been a big part of their geospatial intelligence.
And let's be clear, they then give this map of the world that the Pentagon has to the Southern Poverty Law Center, to Media Matters, and that's what's incredible. And that's my big question for you. This is the key to everything, in my view. They're getting ready for a false flag against the media. They're priming it everywhere, lying about me, lying about you, lying about everybody, lying about Trump, saying we want violence, and just flat out doing it. They wouldn't be doing that unless they're planning something to make themselves the victims as the October surprise. So I'll get your take on that. But pulling back from this, Trump said, hey, what you're doing, Twitter is illegal, the shadow banning, stop it, others stop it. They backed off a little. But now with Facebook, Google, Apple, they're all far worse. They're in bed with China, far worse. And I'm not just defending Twitter because we're still on there. It's like a baby when it comes to, you know, the true evil stuff. They're not running slave factories in China. So Jack Dorsey doesn't have any blood on his hands that I know of. But these others are true monsters, and he's just a junior player. So the fact that Senator Warner 3 weeks ago had an internal memo going around that's now public saying we're going to take over, we're going to shut down the Internet, and we're going to take over all the big tech companies because, you know, the government set you up to begin with. He went ahead and said the truth. If you don't submit to us and shut down Trump, and they followed the order. So somewhere in there, they're now not listening to the president, because I'll just tell folks. Okay, I'll tell you who actually runs Google. Okay, the Pentagon told them to put me back on YouTube in February. I told everybody, we're going back up. The Pentagon told them to do it. So we've gotten to the point where the Pentagon said, you put Jones back on, okay? I'm sure people can see all the Department of Defense ads that we had on there. But the point is that this is a civil war, folks. And I'm not saying the Pentagon's perfect, but they said, no, the Chinese don't call the shots. Put Jones back on. And they were told by the president. Now, they don't care now. They're ignoring the president, and he's saying, I will not tolerate this. This is illegal. It's a lot bigger than Alex Jones. I'm coming after you. Now he is. Do people realize how epic this is? I mean, this is epic. We'll come back more tonight, but go ahead. I mean, I should have opened the show with that because it's so big, I can't even get how big this is. It's like Trump is the real McCoy. Thank Jesus Christ of Nazareth for Donald Trump. I'm serious. Thank God. Go ahead.
Well, you know, they're talking about hacking the election. That has been the narrative. But then they come back and they say, well, we're not actually talking about, you know, hacking, getting into the electronic voting machines, getting into the state boards of elections, totaling up all the elections and so forth. No, we're just saying that somebody told the truth about Hillary Clinton. Well, they want to hack this election by making sure that nobody tells the truth about Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. And they made that clear in that January memo.
That was the training wheel. And once they got them to do that, why not do everything?
That's right. That's right. Well, what they said in that was they said, we're going to do two things. We're going to impeach Trump or we're going to defeat him in 2020. The way we're going to do that is by shutting down these other voices and doing it with shutting them down using social media. And so they can impeach Trump. That's the election here. They're trying to hack the election.
And it's all premeditated. David, why is it so premeditated? I guess they're hiding it in plain view. Why the hell would they tell us they're doing something this illegal?
Well, I think it's because they're looking at this 2030 time frame. They understand that they have to strike when the population is in the right mood. That's when they can get a revolution. And I think that when they're looking at this election, I think they're going to try to hack it in two ways. Number one is to control speech. The second way, Alex, which is our election system with all these electronic machines, when they talk about hacking this, it is very, very vulnerable. And it is very easy. Look, you've had the Pentagon hacked. You've had the CIA hacked. Everybody forgets about the Vault 7 stuff that was put out there by WikiLeaks, showing that they can make it look like they're anybody. So when Microsoft is putting this stuff out and all the Democrats are talking about, oh, the Russians are coming, they know that they can get into these machines and hack them. The first electronic machines came out of Venezuela.
And you see the cover. They're the enemy. They're with the Chi-Coms. They're killing America. They're trying to kill the stock market. They're trying to stop America being great again. They're trying to, you know, end freedom on the web. And so they go, the Russians, Trump and Jones and drugs, they're all Russians. David Knight's a Russian. No, you're the traitors. You're the globalists. You hate America. You say America was never great. You say it'll never be great. You are the enemy by your own words. You're stinking scum.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When I grow up, I want to end collectivism and empower the new Renaissance. Go to the stars. I want planetary victory like the president wants. I want you to succeed. I want control freak tyrants to be defeated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
David Knight, 1-year anniversary of him hosting his own syndicated radio / TV program. He's working with us over 6 years now, doing a great job. It is riding shotgun with me, and we're going to get into this now. The Democrats, David Brock, Media Matters, all the documents are public. They're on InfoWars.com. Chinese social scores, tracking everything you do. They're in your accounts. They're monitoring everything you do. They're spying on you. They're deleting everything. This is true authoritarianism. They are the modern book burners, but they're also stealing your data. But the companies claim, well, you opted into it. Well, Trump is suing them over the discriminatory practices by tracking people according to what race they are, what color or ethnicity or sexual preference. Everything the left says they're against, they're the ones doing it in spades. That's their cover story. Now, David, I want you to walk through this because it's so critical. The Democrats have basically hidden in plain view and announced their takeover plan. And they've said, Senator Warner, Senator Murphy, we're going to steal the election. We're going to shut everybody down ahead of it. We're going to, I mean, the Democrats are announcing, they're telling illegal aliens, go ahead and vote. Major cities are legalizing them voting. They're clearly making their move all in. They've got their people in a crazed fury. They're openly having crowds say, America was never great. It'll never be great. Yay! I mean, they've really trained them to hate America. They have no idea what China and other countries are like where you've been. So get into how you think they're going to try to make this move and how we stop them. Just summing up right now everything we're facing and how critical it is this get out. And thank God Trump is now moving against them. But with only 77 days, I can just feel in my spirit the earnestness of this moment.
You know, Alex, as we said earlier, that memo says it all. It says we're going to impeach Trump. Well, they can impeach Trump if they win a majority of the House and Senate in this next election. So this is very key. They can impeach him and not have to defeat him in 2020. The way they do that is to control the narrative. They're saying that we hacked the election because we told the truth about Hillary Clinton in 2016. That's how pathetic this is. But they actually have another strategy. You know, they're not going to put all of their eggs in one basket. These people never do. They're too clever. So they've got a couple of different strategies. Number one, to control the narrative and to only put out their narrative about what is going on. The second thing, I think, is really to hack the election. These electronic voting machines are very, very vulnerable. The first electronic voting machines were created by Smartmatic in Venezuela. It's created by friends of Hugo Chavez. They created the voting machines so they could rig the elections. And Smartmatic was accused of rigging and being involved in election rigging throughout Central and South America and to Brazil. That communist lady that was elected president there, they flipped the narrative there. Everybody knew from looking at the exit polls that they had rigged that election. Of course, here in America, we have one corporation that does exit polls, just like they do in Central and South America. But they never tell us what the total vote total is. When you get that one organization that does the exit polling, they only give you demographic breakdown. They say, well, this many men, this many women voted for that candidate, this many white people, this many black people, and so forth. But they never look at the election, exit polls, and compare that to the actual results. The State Department does. And when they see a difference of more than 4%, they say, that election was rigged. And so we know that Smartmatic and other companies were involved in election rigging. In Philippines and Brazil and Mexico and many other places, they are a major vendor here, but they just had at DEF CON the Black Hat Conference in Vegas that they have every August, they had kids come in, and they hacked replicas of the state boards of election where they total up all this stuff. It is very easy to do. It was an 11-year-old girl who rigged it in just a matter of minutes, but they had kids from like 5 to 17. They said, we're going to show you how easy this is, that even a kid can do it. And they don't need to have access to the actual machine. They can do it by the Internet. If it's connected to the Internet, it's even easier.
Exactly. And Trump had such a giant landslide. We know they stole at least 5 states, tried to steal 6 others. Homeland Security said no. We were watching federal Homeland Security come into the computers lifetime, and we're blocking them. So, yeah. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Enough of a landslide, they know they can't get away with it. You know, if it's a close election, they can nudge it in one direction and people say, well, okay, I guess that's it. But if it is a landslide, they can nudge it in the other, and they did that in certain areas. And so that, I think, is a key thing that we're going to see there.
Let me ask you this. Alex, I make your point, but then clearly, they're saying we're going to be violent. The New York Times is being death threatened. You know, I mean, they're such liars. Guaranteed it's them. And they're just the scum of the earth, folks. Nobody wants violence against these scum. They make themselves the martyrs. They're the biggest liars on the planet. They say the president's going to be violent. I'm going to be violent. New York Times printed it that I said attack them with guns. I never said it. They don't even show it. They are criminal liars committed to evil, committed to fraud, committed to deception, literally, and authorized to engage in it. And just a hysterical point of they'll do anything now. So what do you expect them to pull knowing that they're such criminal liars?
Well, I think, like I said, I think they're going to rig it with the speech, and I think they're going to rig it with the machines. And then they're going to blame it on the Russians if they get caught with their finger in the till. That's why they're setting up this thing. But I want to get back to what, you know, is at the center of this, the way that they've attacked you. Because we've talked about the history of how they have set up these control mechanisms going back to the mid-20th century, the major changes that took place around the year 2000, the late 1990s and 2000, how they've set these structures up. But if we go back to the beginnings of free speech, a landmark case of John Peter Zinger, Alex, that was back in the 1730s. And what was he guilty of? It was a New York paper. He was criticizing the governor for corruption. And the governor came back at him with a defamation trial. This is the way they attack the president. This is what they're doing to attack you. And in that trial, the judge said, well, truth is no defense. And it wasn't. Legally, because he was saying that. But the jury nullified that. And here's the point I want to leave with the audience here. We were never given by the government freedom of speech and the free to press. We had that taken by juries, by other people. We had a revolution over those issues. We took those freedoms. And we're going to have to take those freedoms again. They're not going to be handed to us on high by some savior anywhere. We have to take those things back. Those are important. They are fundamental human rights. And it's going to be jury nullification. It's going to be people acting at the local level. It's going to be us taking these tools of the internet that they meant for evil and turning them to good. That's really what's going to turn this thing around. And it's the same tactics that we're seeing used against you. You know, truth is no defense. We're going to come after you for defamation, and we're going to shut you down on that basis when it was exactly what you're talking about, is exposing the corruption of Hillary Clinton and the deep state, and they're going to try to turn that thing around on us. We've had the alphabet agencies in Washington, the swamp, have been making the rules for us. These unelected, unaccountable agencies have been making the rules. And, of course, when they make the rules, the federal government and the Justice Department pretends that you don't have any protections. You don't have any presumption of innocence. You don't have any right to a trial by jury, and they can impose excessive fines. We've seen this happen with all these different alphabet agencies, and now we have Alphabet, the company, and they're going to make the rules. And we've got the mob on the street applauding this. The people who have always hated corporations and big business, they are applauding the biggest corporations we've ever had. The mob, as you're talking about, is celebrating the fact that we have these small number of individuals setting the rules for us, working in tandem with the Chinese government and these other globalist institutions
and
to try
crazy,
to censor free speech on the internet.
Exactly. When I run into leftists on the street, they just go, look, you're bad, you're bad, like it hurts me. And I'm like, I'm not the bad one. You're the ones allied with the Chi-Coms and the globalists and these trillion-dollar companies that have literal suicide nets and forced abortion. And I've been right about everything. And then you've got some made-up thing in your head that I was mean to kids or something. I mean, it's just crazy how a lot of these leftists at the grassroots, they really believe their own BS, David.
Oh, yeah, because they don't see anything else, Alex. It goes back to what we're saying. Control the narrative. The Mockingbird Press, as the CIA came out there, they only say, oh, look, Alex, he said this and that. They take the characterizations that are put out there by the New York Times, by the Washington Post, and that's all these people see. They don't look at the videos. They don't look at what you actually said, because truth is no defense.
I want to do a few more minutes with you, then I'm going to let you go get some lunch. You know, you've been up since 3 a.m. with your morning show at 8 a.m. with The Real News, but I want to ask you the question. Why do you think they finally pulled the plug on us? That was a bold move. They admit it backfired now, so what's next? Straight ahead, InfoWars.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Happening now. We're going to open the phones up in the next hour. Paul Joseph Watson joins us in the fourth, always a powerhouse of information. David Knight, one-year anniversary of The Real News, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. That's 9 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Mountain, 6 a.m. Pacific. We are the most censored platform in the world. As the first domino, they softened us up with their artillery. For years lying about us, and then they thought this will be the first domino. We'll get the public to accept the platforming and the global social credit score, which they now admit Facebook and Google and others are bringing to America to track and trace everything you do. They not let you buy or sell if you aren't a good little globalist. That's what this is. They're trying to take our banking away. They're taking one of our payment processors. Jihad Watch just lost that. So that's how historical this is. And David, I held you over for several reasons. And I appreciate you coming on with us. I just cannot overstate how epic this historical moment is and how crazy this is. And I want to ask you, because you're an engineer, you know, a father and a business owner and a smart guy, why do you think they made the move? Because I do know Apple's at the top of the evil chain with China and the globalists. It's the worst. And Tim Cook is really a very dark state actor. And we know that he has Sunday meetings with the other tech heads on the phones. This is, why would they do it though in a whole Sherman antitrust way where it's so transparent, and I've got top law firms looked at it, they said, we're just go ahead and ready to sue them all for no money. I mean, you know, the top ones, because this is like the case of the century. What they're doing is totally illegal, and the consensus is the New York Times, the Washington Post, all these groups are engaging in serious criminal activity, racketeering, getting into people's databases through these companies, going and intimidating people to lie, or they'll write bad stories about them. I warn folks, people have been recording them when they call. And they're desperate. They're like, just tell us something or we'll get you. Tell us, you know, tell us Jones is on drugs. Tell us Jones is having sex with men. Just tell us. And they're so panicked. They've been ordered to do this or else. There's a hysteria. And all of this is so criminal that they wouldn't be doing it if they didn't think a total revolution was coming. They're counter-revolution. They're acting like crazed maximum security prisoners. They are acting, you know, Phil Mudd, I never played it yesterday, just blew up at a black Trump supporter and started screaming and yelling and frothing on air, you know, the guy that says we're going to kill President Trump, the former, he's given the orders for folks to kill people. He never did it himself, but he ran counterterrorism at the CIA. I mean, these are crazy people. They are just mad dog. Their religion is running our lives, literally. And so they're so crazed, they believe they have nothing to lose. They're going for broke, even though Trump has offered them abstention. Trump has offered them amnesty very wisely, hoping they would just defer and stop it. But they cannot stop it. It is spiritual.
Yeah, you know, and it's also a time. It's the right time for them to do this. They must do it right now. And they understand that they not only lost the election of President Trump, but they've lost the momentum, they've lost the narrative, that people have awoken to what they're doing. We see this happening not only in the United States of President Trump, but of course we saw it with Brexit. We see it happening in Italy. You've got the Italian president there saying, we're not taking any more of these people without being able to vet them, and saying we're not going to enforce mandatory vaccines, a whole slew of things. You see it happening in Hungary. Now the people in Sweden have awakened to what's going on. So they're looking at their globalist plans that are unraveling. And they knew that they had a cycle where everything was going to be lining up. Just take a look at how things have accelerated between the left and the right. Look at California, for example. You've got people on both the left and the right wanting to either leave the United States, or some people on the right saying, we want to leave California and stay in the United States. And so you have this kind of moment right now that comes along once every 70 or 80 years. They know that at this point in time, things can either go towards more freedom and more local control, which is what populism is about. The populist movements that are happening with Trump and Brexit and these other places in Western Europe, or they can move ahead with their agenda. This is a key moment for them. So even though they have to come out, take the mask off, expose themselves to jeopardy, and expose themselves to showing what's truly going on, they know that the gig is up and they've got to do it right now, or they're not going to get this done. You know, you have these timings, these moments in history where everything really kind of lines up, where the population is right for this. When you go back and look at the Civil War, for example, if you go back to the
In fact, this is a great turning. You're right, every generation, every 80 years it happens or so, but this is one of the mega turnings. Happens every four or five generations, every couple hundred years. Beyond Civil War, we are entering a 1776 lens.
That's right.
The Civil War was an echo of, but I agree, all the parallels are there, and the enemy knows that, and as you said, is in full commitment because they lust, like a rapist lust after some woman. They lust after controlling virtuous people. It is a form of psychic vampirism.
Yeah, if you go back, again, going back to the fourth turning, Great Depression, World War II. Prior to that, the Civil War. Prior to that, the American Revolution. But Strauss and Howe went back about 500 years taking a look at this.
Renaissance.
And I think the Civil War is kind of interesting because if you go back to 1828, you had the agrarian interests, you had the industrial interests, and you had tariffs that were set up. You almost had a Civil War and secession then. In 1828, they called it the Tariff of Abomination. And then they came back and they said,
Jackson stopped that because he was a Southerner. He was able to stop it.
That's right. They came back with a Nullification Act, but it wasn't right. The timing wasn't right, even though what happened in 1860 with Sumter and so forth, it's almost exactly the same thing that nearly happened in 1832, but they walked that back because the timing wasn't right. And then it happened again 30 years later. Right now, the timing is going, we got a crisis moment. It's dangerous, and it's also an opportunity. And this is the time when things are going to change.
The next 77 days are Luke Skywalker 1 second from pulling the trigger and firing the torpedo down the reactor shaft. I mean, this is, the next 77 days is like a blink of the eye in the time of humanity. This is the most critical time in human history. David, do you agree?
Oh, I agree, because this is, if they can stop Trump, it's going to be a major victory for them in terms of rolling back the populist movement, the movement for sovereign control, taking, you know, the unraveling that is happening in the European Union.
Can you believe, we got to go, but can you believe that even though things are getting better and it's so clear Trump's real, that the average minion of the system is only going to be hurt by Trump failing, but they don't care. Their identity is in destroying their own salvation. It's insane.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you take a look at what's going on. I reported earlier today you have a 400% increase in just 1 year over African-American businesses. And you also got President Trump doubling his popularity with African Americans in just 1 year. So they're
global.
Desperate to roll out things like Omarosa and so forth to try to pull that back.
David, on fire as usual. Thank you so much. Paul Watson's coming up. I intend to open the phones up as well. So much big news we haven't gotten to yet. Speaking of communism, the white farmers are being kicked out in South Africa. The Zimbabwe paradigm is unfolding. Thank you, David Knight. People can find you,
thank you, of course,
at Infowars.com/show. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. This is such an epic time. I had 3 hours sleep last night because I was on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Great guy. Let me set the record straight to 10 million plus listeners that tune in every evening. 16 million listeners total every week. But I feel like I had 10 hours sleep. It's just an incredible time, and I'm very, very thankful to all of you. Listen, I should be plugging every segment because of some of the deficits we have. We lost a $3 million advertising package where I advertise our products, water filters, air filtration, air filters, water filters, and supplements. And they took us off Criteo. They took us off Adroll a year ago, year and a half ago. And they're just hitting us everywhere. This is sanctions by the deep state. It's globalist attacks. It's totally criminal, concerted, racketeering on record. I mean, they would admit it in the news. So you can still bypass them and go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you are the InfoWar. If you don't buy the products, if you don't sign up for AutoShip, so that, you know, every month or every 2 months, 3 months, you can cancel any time with one click on the website where the coffee comes or the supplements come. If you don't commit to it, we will be destroyed. Now listen, if that's in God's plan, that's the way it is. But I'm telling you, it isn't like I'm flipping a coin here. You and your will and what you do, along with God's blessing, come together. But what two of us agree on earth, God makes it so in heaven, to quote the Bible, it's true. So fight the bully, save the internet. Save InfoWars special. I said it was going to end here today. I've been so busy, as you know, that I've not got the new special. We have some new specials tomorrow. But these are very large specials, free shipping on all the best-selling items, 50 to 40% off everything there. And Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula is so incredible. We've just got the DNA Force Plus, now even stronger with more PQQ and CoQ10 and more. Other brands, they sell stuff this quality and the strength at medical doctors. Just nobody will pay the $300 unless it's from a doctor. I'm like, why are you marking that up 7 times? We're going to mark it up 1 time. At 50% off, it's $70-something dollars, okay? You're talking $40-something dollars a product in there. Nobody sells this online or over store shelves. Nobody does it. It is the strongest. You're going to find the highest quality DNA Force Plus. InfoWarsStore.com, Alba Power, Brain Force, Ultimate Fish Oil Combo, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Without you, we are nothing. Together, we are victory. Stay with us. Hour number three, your calls and more news. And then Paul Watson straight ahead.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.